Chris Landry here with a look at this early Sunday matchup in the NFL divisional playoffs. 2 p.m. Central Time start. Tampa Bay, Detroit. The Lions, a 6.5-point favorite. The total's 48.5. The Lions are laying 6.5, winning at a 58% computer model. On the computer model, winning this. The Bucs are 10-8. They're 5-4 on the road. They're 12-6 against the spread. 8-1 on the road against the spread. They're 7-3 in their last 10. 7-3 against the spread in their last 10. The Lions are 13-5. 7-2 at home. 12-6 against the spread. 5-4 at home against the spread. 7-3 in their last 10. 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. The Lions have a chance to make more history. They won their first playoff game after suffering endlessly in their playoff futility. First playoff win in, 60-something years. So how are they going to react to that? There's more left on the plate, but will the emotion of getting over that hump spur them on, or will it cause them some sense of relief and maybe lose their edge a little bit? Look, the fans are going to be highly motivated. I think this team's going to be motivated. Will they press? I think they'll take it seriously. I think they'll play hard. I think they'll play well. This is an offense that's very good. They rank in the top five this season in yards per play, third, scoring fifth, passing yards second, rushing yards fifth. The Lions displayed the offensive proficiency in the 20-6 regular season win over the Bucs, outgaining Tampa 380 yards to 251. This was in October. The Bucs have won 6 out of 7. They're playing better than I thought they could, including that Monday night win over Philadelphia, which, granted, it looked like the Eagles quit. But this team can rush the passer. And the one thing that you have to do against Jared Goff is you can't keep a clean pocket. The Rams could not generate enough pass rush on Goff, and he ate them up, partly because they're able to run the football and slow down the rush. That is going to be the key in this game. Look, the Bucs have a chance in this game, better than I ever thought. People were thinking this is going to be a complete blowout and no chance for the Bucs. I'm telling you, it's going to come down to how well the Lions can keep a very high blitz pressure defense that Todd Bowles runs in Tampa out of the backfield. If they get in third and long, they're not going to win this game. I don't trust the Bucs to make enough plays offensively with Baker Mayfield. Mike Evans is a mismatch guy. You can throw the football and have success against this Lions defense, but Mike Evans tend to have drops. Aiden Hutchinson is playing at a different level. He's always been good, but boy, he is really getting off the ball, and he has a very impressive pass rush win rate, certainly last week against Luke Geckie. That's a big mismatch. I think that's a matchup to game within the game to watch. Again, I think this Lions offense is very good and well orchestrated by Ben Johnson, who's getting the most out of Jared Goff, and tight end Sam Laporta was able to return to action. They've got one of the best running games in the league, and let's be real. The Lions are the better team, and they can be the better team and win this game and control this game with the running game. But when you break down the tape against the Rams, it looked like the Rams missed opportunities, and in some aspects looked like they might have been the better team, but it was the Lions' ability to get off the field defensively in the red zone. I don't think the Bucs have enough offense because I don't trust Baker Mayfield like I would trust Matthew Stafford in a game like this. But if Baker Mayfield lights it up, they can absolutely win this. If you look at the team's strengths and weaknesses, you can see a path for the Bucs. Their offense is in balance. They can't run the ball, but their pass game has been fairly effective all year. If they get a good passing game going, can the Lions get enough of a pass rush? I think the Lions get it done here, but I think this is a lot closer than any of us could have anticipated. Chris Landry here with a look at the final divisional playoff matchup, the showcase game of the weekend, which is why they have it on Sunday night. Kansas City heading to Buffalo this time, the 3 seed going to the 2 seed. The Bills are 2.5-point home favorites. Watch that kind of marinate between 2.5 to 3 all week. let's watch the weather forecast and see what the wind's going to be. The computer model has the Bills winning this, laying 2.5 at a 64% clip. The Chiefs are 12-6, 6-2 on the road. They are 10-8 against the spread, 4-4 on the road against the spread, 6-4 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. The Bills are 12-6, 8-1 at home, 8-9-1 against the spread, 5-4 at home against the spread, 7-3 in their last 10, 5-4-1 against the spread in their last 10. The total's 45.5. Again, let's watch that number with the win. Patrick Mahomes heading on the road. The Chiefs quarterback will play a road game, playoff game, for the first time in his brilliant career. Giving the Bills another shot at a team that has ousted them from the playoffs twice in the past three seasons in a rematch of the overtime playoff classic between these two teams in the 21 division round. The Chiefs and the Bills will meet again. Both clubs won their opening round games with ease. The Chiefs dominating the Dolphins at home in the frigid temperatures in Arrowhead. The Bills sending the Steelers at home in another cold affair. The intensity will ratchet up this week. Mahomes wasn't fazed by playing on the road this season. He completed 70% of his passes. He's 38-11 on the road in the regular season. Look, they win at home because they get home games in the playoffs because they win in the regular season. You know, listen, he's had 8 interceptions in games played away from Arrowhead in 23. Will that trend continue? I think it has a lot to do with how the receivers play. I think if the win is not really bad, I think we're going to see a lot of efficiency out of both quarterbacks in the passing game. Josh Allen is playing well. The Bills are running the football well. For all the attention on Allen's mistakes, the reason Buffalo is one of the best offenses is how dangerous they can be when they let Josh Allen loose. Pass plays that become run plays and some design runs. He's generated tremendous efficiency on design carries. Outdueling Mahomes is something different than beating a guy like Mason Rudolph, like he did in the first round. But on paper, the Bills have a really good offense, more efficient. But my concern is the health of the Bills' defense. They are not healthy. A couple of key losses. And I was not impressed on how Pittsburgh was able to move the football well on Buffalo. Look, they weren't threatened, really. Buffalo was in control of that game, but their defense better play better. I think this Chiefs offense is playing better. It's going to come down to their ability, their receivers holding onto the ball. Chiefs are underdogs. Rasheed Rice is playing better. I expect Kelce to play well. He's going to need to. Those two guys are going to be pivotal in this game. Second, I like the Chiefs defense. Road, home, indoors, outdoors, I like their defense better than the Bills. They're better. There's no question that the weather hindered the Dolphins, but this Chiefs defense is for real. The Chiefs defense has been dominant all year long. It's got better and better. I think with their offenses efficiency getting a little bit better, and I know that Miami couldn't generate a pass rush, but I don't know where the Bills are going to get the pass rush. Folks, I think everybody's going to make this assumption that the Bills at home finally get it done against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are the better team and get it done here on the road. Not strong on it because I think both have a good path to win this. But I just favor the Chiefs. I trust the Chiefs just a little bit more, and it has a lot to do with the Bills' health on defense or lack thereof.